was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, and you can find his information at courtroomwatch.org. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
Doing okay, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. I enjoy having you on. I think we're going to have some prizes on visitors tonight. Lori is supposed to be on the show this evening to be able to talk to our listeners, which we're always excited to hear from her and make sure that she's doing okay. Is she on at this point? Lori, are you there? Okay. She will hopefully be coming on soon. So while we're waiting to get a hold of her, I have to tell you a funny, Eric. You know, I do like to start the shows when I can. It's not always possible, but when I can, something to put a little bit of a smile on people's faces. And you know, I'm starting to really wonder, when is the point that people who are in Congress or congressional positions are actually required to step down? You know, when is it going to be the point when maybe they're locked up because they have mental issues so badly? You know, have you ever heard of that saying, three French fries short of a Happy Meal? Well, this is about a three French fries short of a Happy Meal situation that I'm going to tell you about. According to reports and according to live video, I don't know if you know who Maxine Waters is, but she's one of the representatives. And when she was speaking against Donald Trump, she was talking about Russia invading Korea. Yes, she said Korea, not Crimea. She said Korea. And then to top it off, Nancy Pelosi, everyone knows who she is. While she was spouting off about against what she was going to be going against President Trump, well, that kind of slipped up in a wrong notion. This is the quote of what she said. Quote, while it's only a couple of weeks since the inauguration, there's complete evidence. We've seen nothing that I can work with President Bush on, because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, Pelosi said, which turns out to be not true, a hoax and really dangerous to the economic stability of America's working families, unquote. She is still stuck on President Bush being in office. These individuals who are saying things like this, it really needs to be taken a hard look at. You know, there needs to be some sort of in my opinion, a competence test, at least something that is as simple that a third grader can pass it. Because even most third graders know President Trump is the president of the United States, not Bush. He hasn't been in office for quite some time. The last I checked, I mean, after Bush was Obama for 8 years, how can we ever forget that? So it's just amazing to me that these individuals are representatives and how in the world they keep getting elected. I mean, that just blows my mind. What do you think about that?
They have flesh-eating bacteria in their brain.
That's a possibility. But, I mean, that's just, it's insanity. It really is insanity.
You heard the congressman from Georgia who thinks that the islands are floating and they're going to tip over if we put too much people on them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I called his office in Georgia, and his legislative aide said, he was joking. No, he wasn't joking. He was dead serious, but it certainly was a joke, and it's really not funny because these public prostitutes are destroying our lives. So it's very sad, and it's very dangerous, and they need to be put in mental institutions for the rest of their natural lives.
Well, yeah, and that's my thing. These are the same individuals who are passing bills, you know, have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Obamacare, Nancy Pelosi, she's said a lot of crazy things in the past, and people keep giving her a pass. But I believe any representatives that consistently, you know, there's one thing in a mess up of a word every once in a while. That's one thing. But such blatant, you know, almost as if it's a possible, you know, and this is just an opinion. It would be something to look into. I'm not saying at all that they have this, but it would almost be an Alzheimer's type of thing to look at or something. Because if these individuals can't remember who the president is, and they can't remember which place they claimed, and I say claimed because it's proven Russia did not invade Crimea, but under that illusion that, and they're speaking of Russia invading Korea instead of Crimea, you know, these are people who are passing bills that are being passed down in order to be pushed down onto us. There's a problem there.
Well, most people, when they misspeak, they usually correct themselves, and they say Korea instead of Crimea, and say, oh, he sent troops to Korea. I mean, Crimea. I mean, they usually, these people don't even listen to themselves and what they're saying. They're completely disconnected from any kind of reality, and it's very, very dangerous having those people at the helm.
Well, I'm not sure if Maxine Waters did that, but I do know that Nancy Pelosi, she didn't do that. And the people behind Nancy Pelosi, the looks on their faces told everything, but nobody corrected her, not even the media. Not even the media corrected her. What is going on? Man, I'm telling you, people who are like that, yeah, well, they shouldn't be allowed to babysit a puppy, much less make bills that affect our lives. And that's my personal opinion, everyone. On this radio show, I give quite a bit of personal opinions, as you well know. I want to let you know, Tom Price was confirmed as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He was confirmed on the very early hours this morning. As most of the nation laid in slumber, the Senate finally confirmed Representative Tom Price of Georgia as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And so that could be good news because he was also involved, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, he was one of the ones that was involved with suing over a situation when it came to the Obamacare situation. But I'm not 100% sure. I may be wrong on that. I don't have access to be able to pull up my documents. So you may want to check that out. I'm not going to say that at 100%.
still but, a very dangerous organization and needs to be liquidated. It needs to be removed. It needs to be cut out like a cancerous tumor. I'd like to see that whole HHS. What authority does the federal government have in doing anything with HHS in our lives? It's a very dangerous organization. It's very powerful. And many things that in this the overall tyranny that you see come through the HHS and the medical establishment. That's why it's the same thing the Germans did in World War II. They got everybody sucked in. And by the way, beware of all these. There was a report that there are 1 in 4 college students are now have either been diagnosed with or are treated with for a mental disorder. That's 25%. And what everybody's missing is this is about disarmament. Once you can claim somebody's quote-unquote mentally ill, you can take their, I mean, you can't lawfully do it, but the government will attempt to take their guns.
Right.
And with just that one instance alone, they've disarmed 25, one quarter of the young fighting age men in this nation, in this country.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be, you're right, it's unconstitutional as it can get. And it interlinks with a whole bunch of stuff. And when you look into the ICD, used to be ICD-9, then they went to ICD-10, but that's an international coding system, and it's ugly and nasty, and I did an article on that many years ago about that. I also wanted to report, if you remember the 4 black young adults that were on Facebook Live in the torture case, they pled not guilty in the charges that they are facing, and it states that the 4 people charged in the Facebook Live attack that drew outrage across the city and country pled not guilty at their arraignment on Friday before the Cook County Judge William Hooks. All the defendants, assistant public defenders, entered the pleas on behalf of their clients. Their next court date will be on March the 1st. Tanisha Covington, 24 years old, Brittany Covington, 18, Jordan Hill, 18, and Tessa Faye Cooper, 18, are accused of holding a schizophrenic white man captive in the West Side apartment last month, forcing him to drink toilet water, cutting his scalp with a knife while making him proclaim that, quote, I love black people. While the man was being tortured during several-hour ordeal, one of his tormentors allegedly said on video, I don't give a F if he is schizophrenic, unquote. Someone in the apartment also said F Trump and F white people. And Hill, a classmate of the victim, called up the man's mother and asked for a $300 ransom for a safe return, prosecutor said. Now, I'm not going to read this whole article. At the bottom, though, I do find this. I want to read this quote to you because this really irks me how they're trying to make them look, it says, quote, it is sad and unfortunate that many have commented on these young men and women without knowing all the facts, unquote. Really? Campanelli said then, quote, sensationalized, pervasive media coverage threatens to poison the jury pool for my clients. They've already been denounced in the media before anything has been proven, and now additional attention is being given, trying them in public before they have had their day in court, unquote. Now, I can understand to a point that statement. However, they're the ones who put it in public. They're the ones who live-streamed it on the Internet. They are the ones who made it sensationalized because they thought that it was cute and funny. So how can you expect it not to be sensationalized when they're the ones who did it themselves? That's like saying if you go out into public and there's a crowd of 100 people and you go commit a crime and harm somebody in front of that 100 people, you have 100 witnesses. Everyone who watched that live stream were witnesses to the event taking place live. But yet now they want to say, well, the media sensationalized it? No, they did that themselves. What do you think about that one, Eric?
I definitely agree with that. It's their own fault. I mean, they provided the evidence to convict themselves with when they filmed it, and good thing they did because it's an atrocity. Unfortunately, they've learned very well from our government and our corporate media that torture is okay, according to them. Our government is the largest torturer in the world, and the media promotes it as if it's okay. So idiot Americans will think that it's okay to torture people to get confessions. It's insane. And they seem to, and as long as that example is being set for people by the government, both parties, and by the corporate media, you're going to find instances where young people think it's okay to torture somebody if they want to. And once again, they learn very well from our corporate government. Are you with us, Lori?
I am now. Thank you. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm having some technical difficulties, obviously. But because I obviously didn't hear what you were saying when I got knocked off.
You got cut off when I was just saying that to the listeners that our government and the corporate media have taught these young people very well that it's okay to torture. The government, our government is the largest torturer in the world, and the corporate media is the largest promoter of it. And so as long as our government, both political parties, are setting the example that torture is okay, by policy, and every administration has lunatics that claim that torture is okay, and as long as that's backed up by the corporate media promoting it in all kinds of programs, and boy, as long as the government special needs agent idiot does it, it's okay. But you all can't do it. No, people are gonna learn very well from our government and the media, and they're just acting out on what they're told is okay to do. That's why they thought it was okay to film it. They didn't really think they were doing anything wrong. They didn't. I mean, I don't think they thought about getting caught. I think they just thought that what they were doing was okay because they felt like doing it. And once again, as long as our government sets the example that that's okay, you're going to see more of this, and it's very, very sad.
Right. Well, not just the government. You have the non-government organizations, the stuff that's linked to Soros, which we're going to have to go into on a different night because I'm telling you,
I've got a lot
that we're going to cover. But I mean, with the just like with the paid protesters and things like that, that comes out of the NGOs that's linked to Soros, you know, the stuff that they're doing, it's been made acceptable over 8 years. And then there's individuals who are really, some people look up to Al Sharpton. Why, I don't know. He's a self-confessed snitch, and he's a tax evader for those who believe in those corporate taxes being paid. And people look up to this man, and all he does is destroy their communities. And with the rhetoric that he does, people like that, they make it acceptable to do that, and they destroy people's lives. And these young people see that. And so it becomes the norm. They get desensitized, just like you're talking about. They get desensitized. They get used to it. It becomes the norm. And then they're in complete awe and shock when they actually get charged with something because they're like, wait a minute, I thought that was okay.
It's not.
No, it's absolutely not, you know, and it's just insanity there. It's insanity there. But anyway, they're pleading not guilty, which in any case, I'm going to tell you, in any case, that's what you should do. Because if you plead no contest or you plead guilty, you don't get to get your side of the story out. Now, I don't care if you're guilty of sin. You really should plead not guilty so at least you can get your side of the story out, you know. But I'm keeping an eye on that situation. I wanted to let you know about Nancy Pelosi because that was just crazy. One of the drug dealers that had a life sentence over that Obama had commuted, I guess he is now back in jail, got busted with, I believe it was 2 pounds of cocaine, and is now back in jail getting ready to face some other issues with that. So he's gotten released and going right back.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you...
And meanwhile, the CIA is going to bring in 2 tons of it over the next, probably this weekend.
Yep, you got that right. Now, I don't know if you had heard about this, but Milo Yiannopoulos, okay, he is a phenomenal speaker, and he really irks the leftists, and I'll tell you why, because he is gay, and he speaks his mind, and he is very blunt and to the point. And he has some very interesting, you know, he has gotten the grasp of, it is not my responsibility. If your feelings are hurt, it's your responsibility to control your own emotions. And he does some phenomenal speeches, okay? You don't have to agree with everything he says, but you have to respect that he's got the boldness to stand up there and say it. So what had happened was he's called it, I believe it's called the dangerous, let me look and make sure to get the name of it correct, because it's a tour that he was doing. And he was going to go do a speech, and at his speech at UC Berkeley, he was to show up, and UC Berkeley was shut down by these protesters. I know you're shocked. Well, they set a lot of things on fire, and they broke things, and they rioted, and he was unable to do the speech. Well, come to find out, now these are the allegations. It looks like it states in one of the reports that a UC Berkeley is investigating an alleged employee who assaulted a Milo fan during the riot. UC Berkeley are investigating Ian Dabney Miller, who is allegedly an employee at the university, after he was caught bragging about celebrating the assault of a Milo fan during the Breitbart Senior Editors event on Wednesday. Miller, who attended the protest-turned-riot on Wednesday, uploaded several pictures to his since-privatized Twitter account, including one of an injured attendee lying on the floor with the caption, quote, "Hey, come get your boy, he got rocked. Milo at Cal." And then there are several pictures going on. So apparently this goes a little bit deeper as well. This protest, of course, we all knew that it wasn't grassroots. A lot of these protesters are paid to be there, and the different things, the Soros situation going on and everything else. However, now,
and don't forget the guys, and don't forget most of those guys with the masks who are doing the violence. Those are the police mm-hmm. intelligence units. Look at, go on YouTube and watch the Montreal protests for the G7 or the G8, and you'll see the protesters actually busted the guys who were in the masks. They were the only guys in the crowd that had masks. They were the only guys in the crowd that had bricks, and they were the only protesters that had the police-issued boot with the little yellow emblem tag on the bottom of the sole. And they were clearly cops. And by the way, when they started getting hassled by the rest of the protesters who didn't really like the fact that they were going to turn it violent, see, the police, the only entities that benefit from the violence are the police state, the police agencies, the private corporate security, the witches court, and the prisons. That's all, and they got a lot of power. So you can be assured that almost anybody who's real protesters don't wear masks. They come out in the light and they protest openly. The guys in the masks are almost always cops.
Well, not always, because you have to remember, and I know what you're saying, and I agree with you on that point, but also you have to also remember there's a lot of ones that put those masks on because they go to all these different ones, and they're paid. They're known through different organizations. And these organizations are very connected with George Soros. Now, not all of them. A lot of them are not cops.
And I would argue that George Soros is intimately connected with the CIA and the banking establishment and the Vatican.
But that doesn't make him the CIA. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, but he's
connected with everything because he's got his grubby money and everything. However, I do have some news on that. Speaking of Mr. George Soros, and we know that George Soros is not the end-all, be-all, or the top dog or anything else, but we do expose George Soros.
Where did he get his money?
From stealing it from everybody else. Anyway, this was reported on February the 8th, and this is written with a question mark, everyone, not a statement. It says, Trump to use Obama executive order to declare George Soros a national security threat, question mark. This is what is being or has been reported. I'm going to read you the report. It says, top Democratic Party donor George Soros is finally being labeled a threat to national security based on a 2014 executive order put in place by the then President Barack Obama for actions against the peaceful transition of power in the Ukraine. President Trump was able to legally assign this label to Soros based on information provided by Russia when they reported that it was Soros who was being the financing of groups that were paid to violently protest in the Ukraine. In the following video, right-wing news revisits the executive order signed by President Obama that was just used to label Obama's longtime ally a threat to national security because of his involvement in the Ukraine, and also reviews how Soros has been linked to various far-left movements in the United States, including his financing of Black Lives Matter, paying protesters $15 an hour to act up and cause violence at various campaign events, and most recently paying over 50 anti-Trump protests that took place on Inauguration Day and the day after the inauguration with all the women's march groups. Conservative Daily Post writes, it's about time. It is no surprise that one of the most hated people in the entire world is George Soros. This liberal billionaire has used his massive wealth and resources to essentially control the Democratic Party, which is why if Hillary Clinton had won the presidential election, she would have been listening to Soros, which was also exposed, of course, in those emails. When you're done imagining that nightmare scenario, it's important to realize that the fight isn't over yet. Hillary might have lost the election, but Soros is still out there mobilizing and planning more moves that seek to dismantle the Donald Trump presidency. That's why Donald Trump finally had enough and is going to charge Soros as a threat to national security in the United States. Considering that this is the same man that has mobilized and paid protesters to create a tremendous amount of damage, it has been a long time coming for this order. Trump has placed a call to Russia to ask about any and all files that are related to Soros. He was able to do this thanks to the 2014 executive order that was signed by President Obama entitled, quote, blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Ukraine, unquote. It states as follows, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, find that the actions and policies of persons that undermine democratic processes and institutions in Ukraine threaten its peace, security, stability, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, and contribute to the misappropriation of its assets, constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat, unquote. Obama's executive order, and we'll get right back to that after a couple of words from our network sponsors.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mother of the moon, it's filled my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, there's money, no place, close the straits of fears.
Welcome back, everyone, to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones, and we have a special caller on the line right now that we want to hear from. Lori, Texas 101, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Lori. Can you hear me? We've got a little bit of background noise, but can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. How are you doing? Update everyone how you're doing and everything.
Much better. I landed in Nevada, so I'm here and I'm safe with friends here. More people that are active and taking care of business and watching the trials. So I am actively here and safe. And thank you to everybody for their prayers and help getting everything going and helping me out last Monday when I was stuck in Maryland. And it's been a long journey, but thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Lori. And you know we love you, and we love Tom, and you know we're tired of these political prisoners being held. It takes a lot out of not just the individuals that are being held, but it takes a lot out of the families as well. And it really is, you're appreciated and well respected.
We also have good news. I just talked to Tom a few minutes ago, and he is out of the solitary. They have released him to the general population, so he's in much better spirits as well.
So, wonderful, wonderful. That's good news.
So we do have good movement in that area as well. And I know you've got a lot of information on the BLM. I know John Lamb is up here also. I've met with him. He's got quite a bit of information going on. He may call into the show a little bit later for you.
Okay.
But I've just landed, getting my feet wet down here to see what's going on. I was able to meet with Carol Bundy and some of the people involved, some of the family, and they're all working very, very hard to get these guys released, and women.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And how are they doing individually?
Individually, they all have their issues with the way things are going. One of the things I'm hearing is the same thing that we kind of preach is, if you're going to do anything, if you're going to stand up, have honor and respect for those around you. Don't get out of control or anything like that. That's the key thing that we need, is for people that really have their honor and integrity, and remember that it's not just you you're standing up for. It's your children. Look at it as if your mother's watching over your shoulder all the time. And that seems to be a big issue. They had a BLM meeting last night, and on both sides were there, and the other side was pretty nasty from what I hear, and some of our side didn't keep their honor quite so well, and we just all need to keep remembering to keep our honor and heads about us and our manners and respect, because good does always win, and if we keep and go down a good path, it's going to shine through no matter how hard it is. I know that they said some derogatory comments to Jeanette Finnegan, and everybody was quite upset at the gentleman. They did speak to him, and he did show remorse, and it took some proper speaking and to get everybody back into line. And those things are needed, because we do know that the liberals go out, they are paid to cause issues, and we don't need to get riled for it. So that's the key thing I'm hearing right now with this stage of what's going on. I know they're still going through the jury selection, so they are done with the jury selection. So people seem to be real pleased with the jury selection, and I think there was some testimony on Thursday. So some are going on with that as well.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're there safe. I'll tell you that right now. We've been keeping you definitely in our prayers, and really hoping that everything worked out. And we figured it would, though, because God is on your side, and we as long as we keep Him first, you know, all things.
More miracles happen than you could possibly imagine. And everybody that said prayers, if that's all you could do. Those were the strongest things that happened through everything that was going on. Thank you, because every little bit of everything everybody did is making this happen. And there's strong people here. I think it's. I think we're going to show some wins.
Now, do you know if Tom has been started to give his medicine or anything?
They're giving him a weaker medication. Not the medication he needs. He seems to be okay, and he seems to be doing a little bit better. He's hanging in there the best that he can. So, you know, that's pretty much what's going on. I do have a gentleman here with me. His name is Ted. He can give you a little bit of information if you'd like to talk to him about what happened in the courtroom. Do you have just a few moments? Okay, this is Ted.
Let him come on and tell us what happened.
I will let you talk to him.
All right. Hi, Ted. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. So I hear you were in the courtroom. What can you tell us about what happened in the courtroom?
Well, I'll just explain the flavor of it, and when John calls in, he can give you details.
Okay.
But the flavor of it was... the prosecution went first. What I understood, they were allowed a half hour, and then each defendant was allowed 15 minutes apiece. So the prosecutor got up there, referring to everyone there as a mob, and the mob this and the mob that, and just he got very dramatic with his opening statement. Trying to invoke emotions of anger, emotions of hatred for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Todd Engel, who's representing himself,
mm-hmm.
He gave his opening statement. First, an attorney gave an opening statement, one or two of them, which kind of knocked down the prosecution a bit. But when Todd Engel got up, who's representing himself, mm-hmm. and explained what his day involved and everything that happened to him, the jury was very emotional. We saw a couple jurors in tears,
mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely dynamite.
I think
he did a great job showing that the prosecutors, and his intention wasn't to, he just told the truth and the truth prevailed, but he absolutely, in anyone's mind who's even halfway a decent human being, mm-hmm. sealed the deal that the prosecution was full of it, and mm-hmm. that it's just a circus show, like a circus side show, in how they presented their case or opened their case. So mm-hmm. I feel really good. Everybody's feeling really good about it. Everybody.
Well,
I haven't heard one person that says they're not feeling even, I haven't even heard one person say that they're not sure. Everyone is very, very confident, at least at this mm-hmm. point. We'll see how as the trial goes, but I'm expecting it to be, to have this feeling about it all the way through to the end, to a not guilty verdict.
Right, right. Well, that's a blessing, and, you know, that's one of the things, if you've noticed, they try to proclaim these rioters that are going around the country right now, the paid rioters, they call them protesters, but they want to portray real individuals who are actually protesters that are not harming anybody as a mob or as terrorists or as something that they absolutely are not. And, you know, that's kind of one of those things that Eric and I were discussing earlier in a different realm. We weren't even discussing the Bundy situation, but they've tried to turn that over and over again to demonize good people and to make bad people look like, well, they're just victims or angels. You know, they're just upset. Do you notice that?
Just it. That's just it. And the people running around just destroying cities, it's almost like they're protected. The system mm-hmm. wants chaos. The system wants division. Mm-hmm. And that's their agenda.
Oh, yeah. They were. Well, I know that there was, I think it was 213 that were arrested in Washington, D.C. are going to be charged with felony rioting and are facing 10 years and $250,000 fines. But, you know, that just started. They've been allowed and to do this for 8 years. So it's no surprise that they think it's absolutely okay. Plus, the funds are funneling down from the ones who funnel funds to some of our senators. You know, we were just discussing that, too. They want that chaos, and you're right.
It is. It's crazy. But the... these people that are sitting in jail, most for a year at this point, without being sentenced to anything, mm-hmm. denied bail, have been ripped away from their families. They've been ripped away mm-hmm. from their wives. They've been ripped away from their children. And these families are, you know, I'm sure it's a struggle. So I want to encourage anyone to find any legit source for helping out if you can. Financially, these families that are struggling, they have to travel a long way. They have to stay mm-hmm. in a foreign city. I'm sure that the expenses are enormous, and I would encourage anyone to... I'd give you a link, but I don't have one off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up and everything.
I do know that my editor on Freedom Outpost, he also puts that information out there for the public so that they can see that, too. So...
Excellent.
He keeps covering the situation just as well as we do, and he's a phenomenal individual. If you ever get to meet him, he's definitely a blessing to individuals.
Good.
I'll tell you that. So, but
and
I'm glad you're here. Go ahead.
People should also pray, and you know the best thing you can do is pray. The second best thing you can do is get out to where, here to Las Vegas, up in Oregon, show mm-hmm. up, show support that way. It would make a rather large statement if mm-hmm. the crowd was overwhelmingly large.
Absolutely.
In honor of the inmates. And
mm-hmm. and Las Vegas, Nevada's court is Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. sharp, everyone, to 4:30, maybe 5 p.m. It would be suggested you get there early in order for you to be able to be in the court. If they don't have enough room for you to be in the court, people will be also gathering outside. Make sure, if you have the ability to get there, please get there. And over in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday is when jury selection begins on that, and that is in Judge Brown's courtroom, and that's at 8 a.m. in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon, at the federal courthouse there as well. Is there anything
exactly.
else you wanted
yes.
to tell us about what you know?
Well, I would just like to add to that. I would ask that anybody that does show up and wants to get in court in the morning to, you know, get to know some people there and be mindful that there might be, you know, because there's only so much room in the courtroom. If some of these defendants have family traveling from out of state, which most of them do, to be mindful that the family can get in there to be with their loved ones, you know,
right.
in a sense, give up your seat if you need to. So that's about it.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, because a lot of times, individuals at the time, they want to be there and show support, and they don't necessarily see a family member in the courtroom. It's not that they don't think that they're going to be there, but they don't think that maybe I have a seat, you know, where it's full and they have nowhere to sit. So let's make sure that the families are seated first, for sure, for each and every one of these individuals that are political prisoners being held by the federal government over an atrocious, illegal, and unlawful BLM that continues to get by with felonies in the state of Nevada. I find it amazing that they've never been charged with the felonies. You know, killing one cow was a felony in the state of Nevada, and they killed many of them. They've never been charged with those crimes. I can't remember how many cattle were killed. Do you know how many cattle were killed in total?
I'm not aware of that number. Do you know? There was quite a few.
Lori, they can still be charged, and they ought to be charged and indicted by a citizen grand jury. We know the district attorney is just another bar prostitute. They're not going to be indicting any judges or any federal special needs agents. They're going to just circle the wagons and protect. So this is why the citizen grand jury is so important. 25 people or more can convene on their own, invite the local U.S. marshal and the sheriff. If they don't show up, that's their problem. Has the indictment, and all it takes is the election of a constitutional sheriff in the near or far future, and then the assets of all these federal pigs can be seized. And number two, it shows the power of courtroom observers. Also, make it clear to the people in the courtroom, their presence is almost more important if they're outside the building out front protesting or preferably handing out jury nullification flyers to every single person that comes through there. There may be a juror who goes out to have a cigarette. I've seen it happen, and you weren't able to get, and you could get them at jury nullification, or have them see a T-shirt that says jury nullification, it's your right. And that may be that one juror, that one cigarette break, seeing that jury nullification that one time, goes home that night, Googles it, and finds out that jury nullification is they can vote their conscience and set that person free no matter what. And with full, clear conscience and immunity, doesn't matter what the judge tells you, and it doesn't matter what the district attorney tells you. Once again, both of them are members of the same private club called the Bar. They're nothing but prostitutes for the Crown of England. They're committing treason every day by coming into our courts and claiming it's a United States court when they're members of an organization that's loyal to the British Crown. It's why they have an Esquire next to their name, ESQ, all the attorneys. And by the way, why do we not have a Secretary of Justice? Why do we have an Attorney General? Don't anybody find that weird? So anyway, and also calls to Jeff Sessions. He's the new Attorney General now. If this is a federal case, he could have he could make one phone call and have these charges dropped by the state and not have to go through the expense and the nightmare of dragging people on their last few dollars and gas fumes in their tank to try to get and watch their, you know, patriot brother, sister, or relative be indicted for simply making a stand against the corrupt corporate government.
Exactly. And as far as jury nullification, we've been on the sidewalk out front, and everyone that passes by, even the traffic when it slows down and it's rush hour, we're handing out pocket constitutions with literature stuffed inside regarding the case, and another piece about jury nullification. So they keep the jurors away from us, and we're told to keep away from the jurors. We can't be passing them stuff like that. It probably wouldn't be in the best interest.
Right, but that's why I said maybe, I can understand that, but maybe wearing a T-shirt where they just happen to see it or a sign. You know, you can't erase a visual memory from them, even if you don't directly encounter them. Yeah, you guys know what you're doing. That's great. Great courtroom observing. Way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for, you know, keeping the awareness out there. And I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Oh, definitely not a problem. We've stayed on this since 2014, and we want to thank you for what you're doing as well. You know, all of us work together. And we work together by individuals who can actually report what's really going on, because obviously you know that fake news, also known as antique MSM, will not report on this, of course, because they don't want that egg on their face, just like they didn't report when Randy Weaver won that huge settlement against the federal government because of what happened at Ruby Ridge, you know.
And by the way, I haven't heard hide nor hair from InfoWars. They're supposed to be following this case, I would think, if they're, I mean, I don't mean to rag it, another operation, but, you know, I haven't heard any. I've listened to it occasionally, and I don't hear anything. No one's covering this. Why don't they have a reporter there, or at least have somebody on the scene like we do with John and our caller now tonight, reporting back and giving some update? This is an epic landmark.
Precedent. This is a huge thing. This is huge, and I know that, now I can tell you Freedom Outpost is covering it. Tim Brown, who is my editor on Freedom Outpost, he's been
Freedom
out there. And then, of course, us, we're covering it. We know, of course, Deb is covering it, you know, because Pete is in there as a political prisoner as well. You know, he's sitting in there because he reported the truth, and they didn't like that because with what he reported and he live-streamed, proved that everything that they were propagandizing to the American people was a lie, and they can't have that because they couldn't control that narrative because of that live stream that Pete put out there. So they really want to go after real reporters on that end of it. So I wanted to, there's quite a few things actually that I found out, and it's in respect to the Nevada situation as
and,
well.
And Lori, before you go to that, I just really wanted to thank everybody. Ted had to go inside. I wanted to thank everybody and tell them I'm really sorry for the background noise that we have. Hopefully we can get a little bit quieter place for everybody. Like he said, people are putting us up. People are helping us out.
You're good.
And it's
fine,
all,
Lori.
You know, I know, but it's still, it's fly by the seat of your pants, and hopefully we can get real people that actually witness things for you that can say their say without it being prompted, and you can hear the truth of what's going on out here. Everybody's in good spirits and doing the best they can. You know, it's interesting. It's a different way of living, but it's the way God has put it, in my opinion. I wanted to really make sure everybody heard a thank you tonight. I know I had a little blackout time, but I didn't feel safe, and I'm safe now. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I'm going to go in. We're going to listen to the rest of the show. And people are really grateful that we're putting the word out. So thank you, everybody that's spreading the word. As I traveled the country, a lot of people didn't know about the Bundy situation. So tell your neighbors. Tell your neighbors what's going on, not only with the Bundys, but with Mark Baker up in Michigan, with any of the farmers in Utah. We really need to start talking about it and getting some momentum going on. Because as I was traveling, a lot of people didn't know about what was going on with our farmers and ranchers. They feed us. And I went to the Bundy.
If you control the land, you control the resources, you control the food, you control the water, you control the people.
Right. They have it's a lot of land because it takes a land because it's desert area. very modestly, they recycle everything. I mean, we helped them fix a track today. It's not like what you think. The house is very small. That's the key thing people need to know, that farmers and ranchers are really struggling. And for Clive and Bundy and his family to stand up and do what they did and fight them as long as they have after actually being there, man had God on his side. It was a miracle he was able to hold out as long as he was before they arrested him. And, you know, his wife's staying strong. She's an absolutely wonderful person. His children are staying strong. The ones that I did meet today, absolutely wonderful people. We just need to keep our honor and wits about us. Be the, you know, as my mom always said, be the bigger man and stand up and show that you have honor and respect for those around you, even though they don't have it for you. And, thank you guys for everything. I'm going to go back in, and we've got some more work to do and take care of things, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Lori. We love you. We're glad you're safe. And thank Ted for us as well, since he had to go in, and we look forward to hearing from John as well. I'm going to expose some other things that I found out yesterday, actually. And it's going to prove to be a little bit interesting about Mr. Daniel Love.
Awesome. Y'all take care. Thank you.
All right. You too, honey.
Hang in there.
All right. Take care, Eric. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetheart. Take care.
Okay. So with that being said, this was reported on Freedom Outpost, and it is getting even more bizarre, Eric. Well, it won't be a shock to you, but it will be a shock to some of the individuals listening. The government's key witness in the Bundy Ranch trial exposed in the Burning Man Illuminati Festival. Yes, it's not just the Burning Man, it's an Illuminati Festival. Yes, friends, these kinds of things I'm reading right now. We're going to go to a couple of words from our network sponsors, and I'll begin on that note. Hang with us. It's going to get interesting.
Yeah.
Welcome to the face. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not-so-free.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.